great day of track. Boy, a hot son of a gun in Bertrand the other day, as you well know, but you got through it, and you're taking a good group. Got quite a few girls. You got a few boys. That's terrific. You're taking a really good group to Omaha, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It just, everything kind of fell into play. We're just so excited to have a big, big group going, and it's been many years since I've taken three relays on the same team. So this year we get to take all three relays of the girls, and so that's pretty exciting.
And kind of thank goodness for additional qualifiers. That's all part of it and everything. And that 4x1 and really all the relays in this district have been really, really good the past couple of years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. It's been real tough, especially with the 4x1. And so we knew that we needed to almost PR, which we about did, and to get that 4x1 in. And then it just kind of set up everything with that 4x4. And the girls PR'd at districts and ran that 4:23, and we got in with that. And then at the beginning of the meet was the 4x8 that was the first one that we knew that was going to go. So that was really exciting with the girls. And then it just kind of fell into play with Mesa throwing shot, Mesa Cox and shot, and Emma Acton in the 100 hurdles, and then Anna Lee in the mile, Anna Lee Ramirez in the mile. And so it was really awesome on the girls' side.
And some of those girls, you know, a lot of the girls, underclassmen, a few of those just still young. It's going to be a great experience for them for the years to come.
Very much so. We have a young team going. Emma's been there, and McKenna Decker's been there. And so, who else am I forgetting? Adeline Einspire went last year as an alternate. But, you know, getting that good experience with the leadership will help these younger girls because they've been there. They know what to do. And so that will help a lot.
Got a couple of boys. Got to be happy for Aiden Acton as a senior. Boy, he had a battle right there down to the very end with Ethan Latta and then Mason Robley of Medicine Valley for who was actually going to win the district championship. So got to be really happy for him.
Yes, we are. You know, he was the one that got to go that day that automatically went in because he got second in high jump. And them two boys have kind of had jump offs here and there with at different meets and things. And so it's been fun watching them both. And they both did a really good job. And Aiden was really proud of himself, and as we are too. And he's been working really hard. And I told him, I go, it's helping because you're on that 4x4 and it's helping running them 400s to help with your high jump. So I think that's been helping him stay in shape. And this year he's not hurt. And so thank goodness, because last year was such a heartbreak because he got hurt and he didn't get to go. So he's ready. He's got his mind set and he's ready to go as a senior.
I'm sure he's thinking, gosh, he could get in the 6.3, 6.4 range, something like that. That would be, he could be right in the thick of things.
Yes, he could. I believe so. He's got some goals, and so we've been working hard here the last few days of practice, and we'll just see what happens. It'll be really exciting.
And then you got a thrower as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have Dre Miner going. He's throwing discus, and that was exciting when he pulled that as a PR, big PR, huge PR. And so we had to wait a little bit on him to figure out if he got in or not, and so excited for him. This will be his first time going.
That's tremendous. You always love those first timers, and again, your boys, a lot of those kids are some underclassmen, and I'm sure a lot of events were came close, improved PRs at a lot of these meets. But just, you know, look out for those kids. You got a lot of up and comers for next year, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we ended up at districts really well with everything of both girls and boys, and so we told them that, you know, this will build for next year, especially as young as we are, and get that experience at districts, because we did have some heartbreaks on both sides, girls and boys, and so now they have seen it, now they know, and hopefully next year we can get some more going.
Hopefully, yeah, you'll be right in the thick of things, medals. You know, that 4x1, hey, you could run in the 51s, hopefully get it down there. You never know. That could be an event you get to come home with a medal in.
That's our goal. Those girls wanted to run a 51 under, you know, under that 52, and so it's there. We kind of had a little bobble on the first handoff at districts. but, you know, the girls held their composure. They kept going, all of them, all four of them, between Emma Acton and Mesa Cox and Cameron Fanning and McKenna Dedker. They just held their own and just ran as fast as they could, and it worked to get in. So that was very exciting for those girls.
Probably safe to say you're kind of glad this is not until Friday, Saturday, with all the other stuff you have at the school this week, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of activities going on, and it's been busy for everybody, and so we're kind of glad it's at the end of the week, and we're ready to rock and roll. And I know our senior girl, Jewel's excited. This is her first time going in that 4x8,
mm-hmm.
and so she's really excited to go.